Today, we're continuing yesterday's lesson titled, How Essential Are Essential Oils? In the introduction, there was a discussion about how today's world is very stressful, and because of that, many people are looking towards more natural and more whole-body ways of healing themselves when they feel sick or they have a headache or something where they can't sleep, anxiety, those sort of things. The introduction then talked about how Maddie and Sean are planning to look at the benefits of these oils, as well as discuss how people are not totally convinced that the oils are very helpful. In the dialogue, Maddie began by saying hello to Sean and asked how Sean was doing. Maddie asked if Sean's headache from the other day had started to feel better or had gone away, and Sean tells Maddie that his head actually is still very painful and says that his head is killing him. But he doesn't really want to take any pills, any of those medicines that you would normally buy for a headache, because he tries to avoid using that sort of thing. So for now, his plan is to just try to drink lots of water and to not hear any loud sounds or to see any bright lights. Maddie thinks he might be interested in alternative medicine and asks if he's ever thought about using these essential oils. Maddie talks about how these are mixtures of oil that are drawn out from plants, and then these oils that have a lot of smell to them are what you're using to make yourself feel better. And she says that if you have a headache, for example, you can take a little bit of peppermint or lavender oil and just sort of touch it onto the skin on your forehead. Sean says it doesn't sound very realistic to him, and he doesn't know how those work, so he doesn't want to use them, just like he doesn't want to use those pills, because he doesn't really understand them. He asks Maddie if she's ever used them for something that makes her feel uncomfortable or sick, and Maddie says that she has. And one of the big ways she uses that is through smelling it in this thing called aromatherapy, where it goes out into the air, and then you smell those oils in, and it does the effect on your body. And she says that she's been feeling anxious, and so to sort of calm herself down, she's used a rose smell to do that. Sean says, oh, this does seem interesting, and he wants to know more about what it's all about, these oils. And so Maddie says that she feels very relaxed about the rose scent, and that she's been trying to get to sleep earlier and wake up earlier because she needs to rest more. And so she's been using a lavender oil to put on her wrists to smell before she goes to bed.
今天我们延续昨天的文章讨论到关于精油的必要性，那因为在现在就是充满压力的事件，很多人都会把就是更自然或者是更全面的治疗方式所吸引，所以文章中的 Maddie 跟 Sean 就在讨论就是精油潜在的好处跟为什么就是不是所有人都会被它的实用性给说服。那一开始呢， Maddie 就问 Sean 说你好吗，然后他问他说你前几天的头痛消失了吗，那 Sean 就说没有，他的头还在痛，那就像他之前提到了，他就宁愿就是尽可能就是避免吃头痛药，所以他就会尝试透过喝大量的水或者是避免大声的声音或明亮的灯光来去就是克服头痛。那 Maddie 他就跟 Sean 说，那如果你有对就是替代性的药物或者是替代性疗法感兴趣的话，你有考虑使用精油吗？因为呢他就开始介绍说精油就是从植物中提取出来的化合物，然后呢精油本身的精华会被油类就是锁住，对于头痛的话你可以就是在额头上面涂一些薄荷油或者是薰衣草油。那虽然他一开始就不太是不完全的信服这个精油的功效，所以他就问说呢你有使用过精油在各种的病痛上面呢？那 Maddie 就说有，其中一种方式就是芳香疗法，也就是使用就是空气扩散器，然后它会帮助精油释放到空气中。那他说呢，他最近有一点焦虑，所以他尝试使用的就是玫瑰的香味。那虽然就说呢，他开始就是对芳香疗法就是感兴趣了，那他问那个 Maddie 就说可不可以跟他讲一些就是精油的经验。那 Maddie 就说呢，玫瑰的香味很放松，那他最近就是熬夜太多需要给自己充电，所以就试着在睡前的时候在手腕上面涂一些薰衣草混合油。 Let's listen to the article for today. Let's listen to the dialogue.
Did applying it topically help with your sleep? I only started last week, but it does make me feel more chilled out at bedtime. Sean uses topically, which here means applied directly to your body onto the skin. So if you go to the doctor and they give you a medicine that you should just put on your skin, like put on a cut or like put around an area that needs to get better, we call that topical medicine, which means it's put onto the skin. So he says, does putting that lavender oil on your skin help with your sleep? And Maddie says that she started last week, but she feels more chilled out. Chilled out here means relaxed. Usually you can hear people say, hey man, chill out, if you're very excited. That means, hey, relax. And a lot of people use the word, this feels really chill, to mean it's relaxing or it's a very enjoyable time. And so here, chilled out, she's saying, started last week, but it does make me feel more relaxed when I go to bed.
上一号接着问说呢, the applying topically help with your sleep. 就说呢, 局部使用精油对你的睡眠有帮助吗? 这边有一个副词, topically, 就是有局部的或者是区域性的意思。 那像是, 如果你去看医生的话, 他可能会给你一些就是擦药的东西的药, 那你可能就擦在一些你的伤口处, 那那种药就可以叫做是 topical medicine。 那Maddie呢, 他又接着说呢, I only started last week, 就说他上个礼拜才刚开始使用, But it does make me feel more chill out at bedtime. 就是说呢, 但它确实让我在入睡前呢, 更加的放松。 这边有一个 chilled out, 就是一个形容词, 就是有感到放松的意思。
That sounds like it really hits the spot. I might have to give it a whirl. But I do need some more information first. Are there any downsides to essential oils? That's a good question. Not everyone believes in the efficacy of essential oils. Sean uses the expression hits the spot, and hit the spot means to be exactly what was needed. So he says, that sounds like the oil is exactly what you needed. In his next sentence, he says, give it a whirl, which means to give something a try or to try something out. So he says, maybe I need to try out these oils for myself. But he needs some more information before he tries them out. He goes on to use the word downside, which means a negative part of a good thing. So he says, are there any negative parts to using these oils? Maddie says, oh, well, in fact, that's a great question. She says that not everyone believes in the oil's efficacy. Efficacy means effectiveness or the usefulness. So she says, not everyone believes that these oils are very useful.
所以呢，他就说呢 ，That sounds like it really hits the spot. 就说呢，听起来正是我想要的。那这边有一个动词片语 hit the spot， 就是我想要的，正如我意，就是代表说呢，精油听起来好像就是真的他想要的。I might have to give it a whirl. 就说呢，我可能可以试看看。那这边有一个 give it a whirl， 就是尝试看看，就是有可能是你就是常常会听到的 give it a try 的意思。 那接下来呢，他又说呢， but I do need more information first， 就说呢，但我确实是需要先有更多一点就是精油的资讯。他接着问说呢， are there any downsides to essential oils？ 就说呢，那精油有没有它的不利之处呢？ 这边有一个名词 downside， 就是不利之处或者是坏处的意思。 Maddie呢, 他就回上来说呢, that's a good question, 是一个好问题。 Not everyone believes in the efficacy of essential oils, 就说呢, 不是所有人都相信精油的功效。这边有一个名词叫做 efficacy, 就是有功效的意思。